If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
One of my favorite things that shocks me every time is when Ben, my pal Ben from the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, pulls an answer out and gets it correct. Like from the back of the room. And you're thinking, there's no way he's going to get this right. And then boom, he does. All right. I'm talking about when we play Bet on Ben each week on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's just one portion of the 90 minutes that we do each week and available on my Patreon, the full show. But I'd like to give a free sample of it right here for everybody else. So check this out. This is a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Eric. Let's play Bet on Ben. Let's do that now.
All right.
Now is the time that we do that. Let us go to... Does anybody want to play? Because I always forget who played last. Stevie, it is time for you, my pal, my friend.
Hello, friends.
Hey, how's Rob?
He's doing well. Was he working, of course.
Was he sick or anything, or is he just doing good?
He's fine. He just works a lot.
What does he do? Does he build things?
Dude, he makes fucking Pop-Tarts. We've been through this.
Oh, we have been through that. You're right. I'm sorry. Oh. I always forget. Shit.
He works bazillion hours of overtime. He works every single day. He works usually 2 12s and then 8 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday.
Damn. Do you get free Pop-Tarts?
No. If there's anything that spills or is burnt or anything that's like waste, they sell it really cheap to pig farmers in the area, and the pigs eat it.
Ah. I'm a pig. What if there's a spot where they, like, take out trash and they throw out old ones, and a homeless guy could actually, like, get live free Pop-Tarts, live off?
I mean, I can ask him. I don't know.
When I used to, hey, I'll tell you this right now. If you're ever homeless, go to a McDonald's, because what they do is they take the food that expires. It's still good food, but they can't sell it after a certain point because it has to have a certain level of freshness. And they end up pitching like perfectly good food. So you could like literally get fat as you're homeless. There's so much food.
Please don't think that I'm ever going to be homeless, because don't put that out in the universe. But, you know, also thanks. That's a really great idea.
No, it's not. It's stupid.
Congratulations on the chili, by the way. That's awesome.
So happy. Oh my God. You're not kidding. Okay. Here we go, Ben. Here we go, Stevie.
All right.
The question.
Fucking oopsie. Let's get it done.
What memorial's distinctive shape came from the artist's, quote, impulse to cut open the earth? What famous memorial's distinctive shape came from the artist's impulse to cut open the earth, which sounds like something that an artist would say. Stevie, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against.
Good call. Oh my God. Wait, yeah. I don't know if it's a memorial.
Yeah.
But just based on the cutting open the earth, I'm going to guess the Washington Monument.
Maybe it looks like a shovel.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't get this. It's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. What is so distinctive about a wall?
Right.
But isn't there like grass like above, and then it goes down, and then you can walk? Yeah. Isn't it like steps kind of?
Perhaps. Maybe. I've never seen it.
I haven't been there. I went when I was a senior in high school. I went on the what do they call it? When they take you to Washington and you go all around.
Yeah, one of those tours with the schools.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's the type of place, though, where you got to be on guard to not like talk too loud or crack a smile, mm-hmm. or if someone like farts and you laugh. Because some nom vet is going to go crazy and rip your dick off and stuff it down your throat.
Well, yeah, if you have a dick.
Yeah, mob guy or mob. What, Jesus Christ? Nom guys get pissed off. All right.
They're hotheads, man. I'm telling you.
Show some respect, man. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're like Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Lighten up, man.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What NFL? Jimmy weighing in. I'm not sure what's going on.
What was that?
Oh no! Fucking oopsie, man.
What NFL team enshrines its star players on the Wall of Fame at Ralph Wilson Stadium? Stevie, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Oh man, I know Ben knows things about sports. I don't know how much he knows about against.
Going against? Question again.
Yes.
What NFL team, so we need the name of the team, enshrines its star players on the Wall of Fame at Ralph Wilson Stadium?
Shit. I do not know whose stadium that is. What was it? Ralph Nader's stadium?
Ralph Wilson Stadium.
You said football team, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to say the now Washington Commanders.
Buffalo Bills.
Oh. Okay.
$2 for Stevie going for four. What star? Yes, indeed. What star of The Wedding Planner was the first to top the charts with a non-soundtrack CD the same week her movie hit number one? Stevie, you're going to bet on or against Ben?
I feel like Ben knows a lot about movies. I'm going to bet on Ben.
All right, good call. Plus, I know a lot about movies, but I also know a lot about booties. This is J-Lo.
Yes.
Correct. How old is she? About 74 years old?
Yeah. She looks dropped.
How old is J-Lo?
50.
53, my age.
You know what's crazy is she'll she still has, I mean, she looks like she's 30. And yeah. Everyone's like, but there's gonna come a day when it's all gonna fall apart, like in the span of like 3 hours. And suddenly she's gonna look like fuck. And people are gonna be like, what happened? It'd be a top story on the news, you know? A nuclear bomb could go off, but that wouldn't even be as big a news as J-Lo looks like my brother-in-law's ball set.
Oh, shit.
What corporation's logo was found on unlicensed yarmulkes, which is a Jewish hat, you know, during a New York City sweep of shops? What corporation's logo was found on unlicensed yarmulkes? Stevie, you're going to bet on or against Ben? You have $4 going for eight.
I'm going to bet against Ben.
All right, Ben.
Yeah.
Company's logo was found on unlicensed yarmulkes. Unlicensed logo was found on yarmulkes. Shouldn't have been on there. Someone put it on there. They weren't supposed to do that.
It's got to be somebody that has some anti-Semitic history, I would assume. But I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna say Nike.
What?
Fuck you, Ben.
Sorry, that's just.
It's okay. It's
guess.
All right.
What a fucking guess. I like how you say something like the anti-Semitic thing and that has nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
And then you go Nike and get it right.
That's just the first, for some reason, the first logo that popped in my head was the Nike swoosh.
That's awesome. Thank you, Stevie.
You're welcome.
Swoosh.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for checking this out. That is it. The full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. With a ton of material. You got Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You've got Who Are These Zanes, which is an audio podcast that makes an appearance each Saturday. Episode 2 is just about here, or depending on when you're hearing this, it is here. And that is Ben and I reviewing old Eric Zane radio tapes from like decades ago. Holy crap. All right. Patreon.com/Eric Zane is where you can get all of this for just $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. 10 is all the audio, the video, the live streams. And if you like it after 1 month, convert it to a yearly and you can get those for like 10% off. So less than $5 and less than $10 a month. I like to underprice and over deliver. That is my mantra. Thank you so much for checking this out. Till next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.